好嘛?
Hi, Brian. Sister, how are you?
我先做一下低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们今天来到你自己的跟前,
As we come before you,
你向你恳求,
We plead to you,
求你打开我们的眼睛,
That you will open our eyes,
让我们看到主你自己律法当中的奇妙。
So we can see the wonderful things in your law.
打开我们眼睛,
Open our ears.
让我们看见你福音那个的荣耀,
so we can see the glory of this gospel.
打开我们的耳朵,
Open our ears.
能够将你的话语,
so we can put your words.
不单止听进去,
not just to listen.
将你的话语,
put your words.
藏在我们的内心里面,
and we can hide your words in our heart.
让我们不要欺哄自己,
Let us not to deceive ourselves.
让我们都不要忘记你自己的说话,
and let us not to forget your words.
免得我们得罪你,
lest that we will offend you.
帮助你自己的仆人,
Help your servant.
讲的,
when he speak,
翻译的,
and those who translate,
讲得清楚, 讲得明白,
can be clearly deliver your message.
叫你自己的儿女,
such that your children
得着祝福,
can be blessed. Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
马太福音五章第七节,
Matthew chapter 5 verse 7.
耶稣基督在这里只是将那个正面那个图画告诉我们。
Jesus only described the positive sides of this verses in here.
在五章第七节,
in verse 7,
只是说出他的正面,
only the positive side.
是没有说到他的反面,
it did not talk about the negative side of it.
单单看这节圣经,
if you just based on these verses,
人是看不到, 如果我不连率人的人, 我怎样呢?
People would not fully understand the consequence of if you don't show mercy to people.
圣经说连率人的人有福了,
The Bible said, Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
如果我不连率人是怎样呢?
What is the consequence if I don't show mercy to people?
你写下去,
you write it down.
不连率人的人就有祸了,
those who do not show mercy to people, woe to those who do not show mercy to people.
因为他必定不蒙连率,
because others will not show mercy to them.
你说如果我不连率人,
Let's say if I don't want to show mercy to people,
人又不连率我,
and other people don't want to show mercy to me,
你说我不用他的连率,
and I could have said that I don't need them to show me mercy.
很多人都是这样看法,
lots of people had this kind of attitude.
所以看不到那个真理出来,
so because of that, they cannot see the truth inside of it.
我今天尝试用旧约和新约的角度来看这句话,
today I'm going to use the Old Testament link with the New Testament to see these verses.
Joshua, 你帮我去拿个 whiteboard 出来好吗?
Joshua, help us to get a whiteboard, please.
咁我睇咧, 先睇你嗰个正面嚟点样睇法先。
I will start with looking at the positive sides of it.
连率呢个说话系咩意思咧? 带来咩后果咧?
What's the words mean by merciful? What consequence would it lead to?
主耶稣在马太福音第六章他讲到,
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6,
那个主祷文,
in the Lord's Prayer,
主耶稣教导我们怎么祈祷,
the Lord teaches us how to pray.
他说, 求神赦免我们的罪债,
it said, forgives us our debts.
6章12节,
in chapter 6, verse 12,
免我们的债,
forgive us our debts.
如果神免了我们的债，就是神怜悯了我们，怜恤了我们。
When God has forgiven us our debt, means God has shown mercy to us.
免了我们的债，即是没有审判到我们。
When he forgives us our debt, means he will not judge us.
我们再看,
Let's see again.
在第六章的下边, 12节的下边,
Look at this, verse 12, the latter part of verse 12.
第14节至15节,
14 to 15.
所以你写低, 马太福音,
you write down Matthew,
6章12和14至15,
verse 12, 14 and
15. 你那里不要写的字那么大, 有很多东西要写, 不用写马太的, 写6章12节, 14、15就可以了, 同係馬太福音啊嘛。
So he just a reference in the word of mercy back to the Matthew 6, 12 and 14 and 16.
馬太福音第五章幾多節啊？五章第七節啦嘛，係嘛？
So Matthew 5, 7.
喺五章第七節嘅旁邊寫低六章十二節、六章十四、十五節，你哋饒恕人嘅過犯，你哋嘅天父也必饒恕你嘅過犯。你如果唔饒恕人嘅過犯，你哋嘅天父亦都唔饒恕你嘅過犯。
In here he said, "Forgive us our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtor. If we don't forgive if we do not forgive others, God will not forgive our debt either."
所以嗰個憐憫嗰個字同嗰個饒恕咧係平衡嘅。
So that's why to show mercy and forgiveness, the meaning of those of these words are same.
你憐憫人嘅時候
，when you show mercy to people，
你就唔審判佢
，then you won't show judgment。
你唔審判佢，你就饒恕佢。
When you don't show judgment, you will forgive them。
知唔知個咩叫逾越節啊
？Do you know what this means by Passover？
神越過我哋個過犯。本來我哋有過犯嘅，有過犯應該被擊殺嘅。佢越過我哋個過犯，越過我哋過犯，即係憐憫咗我哋；越過我哋過犯，即係饒恕咗我哋；越過我哋過犯，即是唔審判我哋。
So do you know the meaning of Passover? Passover means God pass over our judgment. God show forgiveness of our debt and also show mercy of us.
所以記住咯，聖經佢話。憐恤人的人有福了，因為他必蒙憐恤。
So we remember, it said, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
所以饒恕人的過犯的人有福了，因為他必蒙饒恕，明白嗎？
And same thing as we said, same thing in here, forgive others, is forgive the debtor is better, because you will shown, because your debt will be forgiven as well.
有些人他不饒恕人的過犯。
Some people don't want to forgive other people.
將來天父都唔會饒恕你個過犯。
And your heavenly Father also will not forgive you.
單單六章十四十五節，你睇唔到嗰個嘅重量啊，個嚴重性啊。
If you just look at the verse chapter 6 verse 12 and 14 and 15, you will not see the weighting of this consequence.
但係如果你喺呢個旁邊寫低啊六章十五節啊嗰、那個 echo 啦太大，我記幫我唔使誒馬太福音第十八章廿七節三十三節寫埋一齊。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 6:18-23.
馬太福音十八章。廿七節，有一個仆人欠咗佢主人一千萬嘅銀子，喺廿四節。
In there it said the servant master took pity.
廿四節。
24, as he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
仆人欠主人一千萬嘅銀子。
The servant owes the master 10,000 talents.
然後咧，佢求呢個主人
，and the servant begged the master
寬容佢
，to give them be patient with him
廿六節寬容佢
，say be patient with me
等佢將來可以償還
，so that I can pay back everything
因為佢俯伏喺呢個主人面前
，because the servant fell on his knees before him
求主人寬容嘅時候
，ask the master be patient with him
我哋嘅主耶穌基督。是滿有恩慈的
and our Lord is full of mercy.
所以在廿七節
that's why in verse 27,
主人見到佢跪喺度祈求嘅時候
so when the master saw him kneel before him,
就動咗慈悲嘅心
and he start showing mercy on him, show pity on him,
就把佢釋放了
and cancel the debt.
本來要佢下監噶
he original thought was put him into prison.
要佢下監。還清楚先俾佢出監噶。
Was planning to ask him to pay all the debt before he can get out of the prison.
但喺未佢下監、未坐監之前
，before he went to the prison，
佢求情
He asked for mercy.
主人就动了慈心。
And the master showed pity on him.
把他释放了。
And released him.
本来要坐监。
He's supposed to go to jail.
现在不用坐监。
Now he doesn't have to.
本来说、啊、你宽容我，等我将来先还债，现在连债都不用还。
Alright. Before he asked for be patient with him, then he can pay him back. Now he doesn't have to pay any debt back.
原因就是
because
满有慈悲的主
because of the merciful God
连恤了这个跪在他面前的人
because of this merciful master show him the mercy.
明白吗？咁你喺呢个圣经27节嘅旁边，你写低何西亚书。
So make reference on verse 27 to Hosea.
六章第六节。
6:6.
耶和华喜爱怜恤。
Is the Lord loves mercy.
佢喜欢怜恤我哋，可怜我哋嘅。
The Lord loves to show us mercy.
你求佢可怜你。
When you ask him to show us mercy,
佢就可怜你。
And he will show you mercy.
明白吗？
You understand this?
Okay. 好，我再睇。但这个人呢得着自由得着释放之后
When this servant got released and forgiven his debt
哦他见到一个同伴
And he saw his fellow servants
欠他22 银子
His fellow servants only owed 20 denarii
跟着呢他就抽着他
And he grabbed him
两只手合住佢个喉咙啊，即系碾死佢咁样。
He used both hands, put it on his neck, try to choke him.
Okay, 咁嗰啲人见到之后咧，见到佢咁差。
And the other people saw that his behavior was so bad.
都忍唔住。
They cannot stand this.
将佢恶行话俾主人听。
So they tell his behavior to his master.
因为佢个同伴学佢啊。
Because his fellow servant learned from him.
29节
verse 29,
同埋26节
and 26,
佢自己求主人饶恕宽容
When he asked for his master for forgiveness of his debt,
主人就饶恕佢
and his master forgave him.
呢家佢个同伴央求主人
and now his fellow servants
宽容佢
master, ask him to forgive him.
将来可以偿还。
Ask him to be patient with him so he can pay him back.
27节同30节是刚刚相反。
Verse 27 and verse 30 is just opposite.
主耶稣饶恕他。
And the master forgave him.
30节他不肯饶恕人。
And verse 30, he doesn't want to forgive others.
将人拉去坐监。
He tried to throw that man into the prison.
等到他还清楚为止。
Until he could pay the debt.
但是27节的主说放咗佢，唔等佢，使佢唔使坐监。
But in verse 27, the servant master took pity on him and said, "Cancel the debt and let him go."
27节仲唔使佢偿还。
And he will cancel his debt in verse 27.
佢冇怜恤人。
Once he got this mercy, he did not show mercy to others.
佢要人还，要人坐监。
He asked his fellow servants to pay back the debt and put him in the prison.
31节。
Verse 31.
佢个同伴看见佢所行嘅恶事。就甚忧愁。
And when the other servant saw what had happened,
喺
三十
一节嘅旁边，你写低五章第七节，怜恤人嘅人有福啦，佢必蒙怜恤；但唔怜恤人嘅人有祸啦，佢必不蒙怜恤。
I want you reference back in here, verse 27, verse 31 to 5:7. It said, "Blessed are those who show mercy, for they will." Blessed are those who show mercy to others, for they will be shown mercy.
32节
Verse 32.
主人听到佢咁样嘅恶行
When the master heard his wicked servants,
就叫佢嚟
and asked him to come over.
佢话你呢个恶奴才，恶嘅仆人
He said, "You wicked servant."
你央求我
You bet me.
我就把你所欠嘅债免了
Because you bet me, I have canceled all your debt.
本来你要坐监嘅。
You're supposed to go to jail.
我释放你。
But I will release you.
本来你要还清嘅。
You're supposed to pay back all your debt.
但我哋免晒你嘅债。
But I now cancel all your debt.
33节。
Verse 33.
你唔应当怜恤你嘅同伴，好像我怜恤你吗
Because that you have shown mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you.
所以三十四節
verse 34,
主人就大怒了。
His master was angry, turned to him,
就把他交給掌刑的。
And hand him over to the jailer,
等他還清了所欠的債。
Until he should pay back all his debt.
三十節
verse 35,
你們各人若果不從心裡饒恕你的弟兄。
In here, that your brother and sister, that you need to forgive each other from your hearts.
我天父也這樣待你們。
If you don't forgive your brothers from the heart, your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
所以五章七節。
That's why verse 5-7.
只是講個正面。
Only see the positive sides of the showing mercy.
連率人的。
Those who show mercy.
有福了。
Blessed are those who are merciful.
因為他必蒙憐恤。
For they will be shown mercy.
但六章十二、六章十四、十五節。
But in Matthew 六章十二、六章十四、十五節。But in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 and 14 and 15.
講到正面同反面都有。
It talks about the positive side and the negative side.
你饒恕人。
When you show people mercy,
天父就饒恕你。
The Heavenly Father will also
你不饒恕人
show you mercy. If you don't show mercy to others,
天父都不饒恕你。
The Heavenly Father will not show you mercy.
還記住。
And we remember,
你饒恕人。
When you show mercy to
people, 是二十兩銀子的而已。
When you show mercy to people, only 20 denarii.
天父饒恕你。
The Heavenly Father forgave you.
是一千萬的銀子。
It's 10,000 talents.
你欠天父多過人家欠你。
You owe the Heavenly Father more than
other people
owe you. We owe our Heavenly Father more than others owe you.
明明我講什麼東西啊?
Do you understand what I try to say?
你唔記得呢啲説話嘅時候啊?
When you forgot this,
到你有機會去施出你個權柄嘅時候啊, 你會好殘忍啊。
If you don't remember this, it's a chance for you to show mercy to others. When you have authority to do that, you will be very cruel.
人家欠你二十兩銀子,
when people owe you only 20
denarii, 你抽住佢,
you grab him,
跟住咧合住佢個喉嚨, 即係想攣死佢,
and then you try to choke him.
呢個人主耶穌見到點樣啊?
When
本來饒恕咗佢噶啦, 要佢還翻清翻,
when the master saw that.He wasn't too pleased. He will ask him to pay back all the debt.
嗱，留心聽啊。
Pay attention to this.
我特別同個孩子講啊。
I want to speak that to the young people.
我哋嘅孩子啊，好多時候係好冇腦嘅，因為點解？愚昧啊！佢按住自己少少嘅智慧啊，以為自己父母得罪佢啊。OK， 佢仲未做父母啊，佢仲未做父母啊，到佢自己做父母嘅時候啊。他可能比自己的父母更差，明白吗？
So I just want to specifically talk to the young people that when parents offend them a little bit and they remember them in the heart and they never want to forgive. They haven't been in an experience as a parent yet, so they don't understand how grateful the parents are.
因为他人生经历很少啊。
Because the life experience is very.
他觉得好像父母好像得罪他啊。
The life experience is very short. They often.Only focusing on their parent, how the parents offended them.
他不知道他欠主多少、啊、
They don't know how much they owe the Lord.
我一直说我们欠主一千万
We owe the Lord 10,000
人家欠我只是二十两银子
and others only owe us 20 denarii.
一千万和二十两银子
Let's compare 10,000 talents versus 20 denarii.
这个比喻就是说你愿不愿意用二十两银子来换取一千万
The key learning of that is, would you willing to use 20 denarii to exchange with 10,000 talents?
你愿不愿意饶恕人二十两银子以至主饶恕你一千万
Do you want your Lord to forgive you 10,000 talents such that, do you want you forgive others 20 denarii such that the Lord will forgive you 10,000 talents?
马太福音六章十二节点样祈祷啊？主祷文，求你赦免我嘅债，如同我赦免了人嘅债。你唔肯赦免咗人二十两银子，主唔会赦免你一千万银子，明白吗
？That's why in Matthew 6:12 he said, "Forgive us our debt, such that we also forgiven, we have forgiven our debtors. That's why we have to forgive other people 20 denarii, such that our Lord will forgive us of 10,000 talents.
我一千萬已經主耶穌饒恕咗咯，饒恕咗後你冇饒恕，有冇叫你還翻啊？照樣再還翻啊，朋友。所以你記住啊，你寫得喺六章十二節嘅旁邊，六章十二節寫咗六章十四十五同埋八章幾多啊？十八章幾多啊？廿七、三十三。如果你唔識睇聖經啊，你睇 bit and pieces 啊，呢邊為豺狼啊，我話俾你聽，你明白神嘅話語啊，你邊綿羊啊？明明我讲什么东西啊？听嗱，明明的，明明嘅林牧师讲乜嘢啊
？So if you only looking at a small portion of the scripture without linking them on both positive and negative side, then you will become a wolf instead of a lamb.
阿 Gaby 学到啲乜嘢？话俾我听今日。So how much you owe the Lord? A lot. A lot, okay? And how much the other people owe you? Very little. Are you going to exchange your very little for a lot? You better, right? 你唔識睇聖經，你以為嗰啲人得罪你啊？呢個得罪我，嗰個得罪我，啊！我掃出我個本能，我唔赦免佢。我教你一樣嘢啊！你寫低喺馬太福音六章十二節嘅旁邊啊！你寫埋啊，寫埋箴言書十九章十一節，聖經話饒恕人嘅過犯係你嘅榮耀嚟嘅。
I also want you to you know, Matthew 6:12 verse reference back to Proverbs 19:11. In there it said.Amen. It is your glory to overlook an offender.
人哋欠你二十兩銀子，你話啊，我免你，哇，幾有榮耀啊，啱啱啊？束住人嘅頸，你老真係又要稱高人哋，咁你有咩榮耀啫？係咪先？加上咧，唔單止冇榮耀，仲乜嘢啊？自己欠主嘅都要還埋，幾慘啊？明唔明我意思啊
？So you can look at that the.If people owe you, you forgive them, you get glory on that. You know, why would you want to try to choke people when other people only owe you 20 denarii? And if you don't do that, the Lord will not also forgive your debt as well.
每一次你見到人在你面前跪在求你饒恕，你就是看到你以前曾經跪在主的面前求主饒恕。所以怎樣啊？主啊，給我能力赦免他。好似你赦免我一樣，其實呢個能力好大嘅。點解？二十兩銀子換一千萬，呢個能力一定做得到啦 ，right？ 你唔識聖經，你又做唔到啊！好難好難，話好難好難嗰啲係惡人嚟噶，話俾你聽，係惡人啊！我一齊講，話好難嘅係惡人，而跟住邊個係惡人啦？我就係呢個惡人，我覺得啱啱黃姑娘。
So when you see a scenario that people beg you for your forgiveness, and you should link it back to how you beg God for the forgiveness. If you look at this, comparing that the value of 20 denarii with 10,000 talents of the exchange, you will see the real benefits of it. And if you tell yourself,that no, I can't. It's very difficult for me to do that. It means that you are the wicked people. You should ask God to give you the strength to understand the great values of 20 denarii with a change to 10,000 talents.
如果有間銀行同你講，你間屋仲未供完，你個 mortgage 佢同你講有一個條件，佢有一個條件可以 burn 你嘅 mortgage。我將你欠我個債咧全部。一筆勾銷，只要咧人哋欠你嘅，你饒恕佢得，你即刻攞證據啊，攞銀行度啊，求你 burn 咗我個 mortgage， 點解有咩證據啊？ 馬太福音六章十二節，主啊，你赦免我的債，如同我赦免你人的債，你即刻幫我記住。你明白我講什麼東西啊？ Right？ 今天記不記得新約的故事？ Impress 你的heart嘛？我今天跟你再講舊約的故事。
Now, if you look at the scenario of the bank, the banker told you that you have a mortgage with the bank. The banker said, I'm going to wipe out your mortgage, and you don't have to pay any more on your mortgage of the house. And then, but condition is that you have to show me that you have forgave the debt of others, that others owe you. You would immediately show the proof to the banker to say that I have forgiven the debt of the others.
But in this world, there is no such bank.就喺天上有咁嘅天父，
but in
地上冇咁嘅銀行，天上有咁嘅天父。
This scenario won't exist on earth, but forgiveness, the power of forgiveness shown, you will see that by our heavenly fathers.
Okay， 同你睇下新約聖經兩個人物。
Now I want to take you back to the Old Testament to see two people in the Old Testament.
嗱，留意咯，我同你讲个正面嘅人物。
I want to show you the positive side of the person.
就系大卫。
Who is David?
反面嘅人物。
And the one, the negative side of the person.
就系示妹。
Is the Shimei.
Okay. 你写低佢。撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel. Chapter 16.
十九章
chapter 16, chapter 19,
列王記上
first king,
第二章，好，先睇
chapter 2,
撒母耳記下
second Samuel,
未睇十六章之前，未睇示妹之前，我先同你睇呢個大衛先，十二章
before we look at Sheba, we look at the David first,
撒母耳記下十二章，大卫做啲咩嘢啊
？Second Samuel chapter 12。
大卫犯咗奸淫。
What did David do？
大卫有好多妻子噶啦，那时候已经。
Chapter 12 is talk about David commit adultery. He got wives already.
佢有好多妻子啊。
He has so many wives and concubines.
但系见到人哋嘅妻子漂亮。
But when he saw the others person wife。
佢攞咗人嚟嘅妻子。
He saw her beauty and he took the person's wife.
殺咗人嘅丈夫。
He killed his her husband.
呢個拿單先知。
And the prophet.
冒生命嘅危險。
He risked his life.
同佢講故仔。
To tell him a story.
話有一個人。
Said there was a man.
喺十二章有一個人。
He said that was a man.
在一個城裏面有兩個人。
He said there were two men in a certain town.
一個是富戶。
One rich and the other poor.
一個是窮人。
The other poor.
富戶呢有許多牛羊。
The rich man had a large number of sheep and cattle.
是牛群羊群啊，還是許多啊。
Large number of sheep and cattle.
即是說他有許多的妻子。
Means imply he has lots of wives and concubines.
窮人只得一個。
But the poor man had nothing except one.
除了所買來養活的一隻小母羊以外，別無所有。
He only had one little oak lamb that he bought and raised it.
而且羊羔在他家裏面和他的兒女一同長大。
And he raised it and it grew up with him and his children.
吃他所吃的。
It shared his food.
喝他所喝的。
Drank from his cup,
睡在他的懷中
even slept in his arm.
即是說這個小牧羊對於這個窮人來說是很寶貝的。
What he means by that is that that little lamb is very precious to the poor man.
在他看來如同自己的女兒一樣。
And it was like a daughter to him.
第四節
Verse 4
有一個客人來到這富戶的家裡。
Now a traveler came to the rich man.
有客人來當然要請他吃飯啦。
Because when you have a guest to your house, you would treat him with dinner.
但富户咧唔捨唔得從自己嘅牛群中取一隻牛群羊群嚟喂呢個 客人來預備食物。
But the rich man refrained from taking one of his own sheep or cattle to prepare a meal for the travelers.
他就取了這個窮人的羊羔來預備客人的食物。
But instead he took an old lamb and that belongs to the poor man and prepared for one.
第五節。
Verse 5.
大衛聽到之後呢就甚惱怒那個人。
When David heard that, he burned with anger against the man.
對這個先知拿單說，
and said to Nathan,
我指著永生的耶和華起誓。
He said, as surely as the Lord lives,
行這樣事的人是該死。
The man who did this deserved to die.
他必定償還羊羔四倍。
And he must pay for that lamb four times over.
他拿了人一隻羊。
He took a lamb from the poor man.
这个人要赔四只羊。
He has to pay back four times.
圈住去四倍。
Circle the word four.
因为他行这事是没有怜恤的心，圈住怜恤。
Because he did such things had no pity.
圈住怜恤。怜恤人的人有福了。
Blessed are those who show mercy.
因为他必蒙怜恤。
Because they will be shown mercy.
不怜恤人的人有祸
了。Who do those who do not want to show mercy?
因为他必不蒙怜恤。
Because they will not be shown mercy.
大卫听见这个故事。
When David heard this story.
就指着耶和华起誓。
And he said, as surely as the Lord lives.
说这个人是该死的。
He said, that man did.Deserved to die.
後來拿單指住佢。
And then Nathan said to David,
佢話你就係呢個咁嘅人。
Said you are the man.
大衛有冇權柄可以殺拿單
？Do you think David has authority to kill Nathan right there?
有冇啊
？Do you think he has the authority?
如果大衛喺呢個時候殺拿單啊，佢唔係要還四倍啊，佢全家都死曬佢。
If David decided to kill, Nathan, at that time, his penalty would not be just four times to pay it back. The penalty could be the whole family would be wiped out by the law.
拿單是想害他還是想救他？
Do you think Nathan wants to help him or to put him in trouble?
拿單自己沒有生命的危險啊。
Nathan risked his life
來救他條命。
To save his life.
跟著他悔改。
At that moment,David repent.
第十三節
Verse 13.
大衛對拿單講
David said to Nathan,
他說我得罪了耶和華。
I have sinned against the Lord.
他得罪了神。
He sinned against the Lord.
他祈禱
He prayed.
求神赦免。
Ask the Lord to take away his sin.
拿單就說
And then Nathan said,
耶和華已經除掉你的罪。
He said, the Lord has taken away your sins.
第五節，他說行這事的人是該死的。
Verse 5, he said, the man who did that deserved to die.
十三節，
Verse 13,
拿單說因為你求神。
Nathan said, because you have asked God for forgiveness,
神就除掉你的罪。
God would take away your sins.
而且你這個罪，雖然是一千萬那麼嚴重的罪，
Even though this sins equivalent to 10,000.
攞咗人嘅妻子，
he took away other people's wife.
殺咗人嘅丈夫，
and killed her husband.
仲喺呢個過程當中，有無辜嘅以色列人喺打仗嘅時被殺。
And also in this process, there are innocent Israelites were killed in that battles.
佢求饒恕嘅時候，
when he asked for forgiveness,
本來係必死嘅罪，
even though this sin is deserved to die,
係該死嘅罪。
Deserved to die,
因为他求饶恕，
because he asked for forgiveness.
神话你的罪必不至于死。
And the Lord said, your sin will be taken away.
停在这里。
And you're not going to die. Let's stop here.
你写低马太福音。
Let's write down Matthew.
五章。
Five.
第七节。
Seven.
大卫有没有蒙神怜恤？
Did
有没有啊？
Did David have seen the mercy of God?
所以我喺见喺大卫嘅生平之后，自从呢一日开始，自从呢个撒母耳记下第十二章开始，佢怜恤其他人，佢生命改变咗。
So I seen that in Second Samuel chapter 12, since they David, since he has seen the forgiveness of God, and in his life, later part of his life, he also shown mercy to people.
自从撒母耳记下十二章之后，
After 2 Samuel chapter 12,
大卫的生命，
the life of David
改变了，
has changed.
因为他蒙神怜恤，
because he has seen the mercy of God.
该死，
even though he deserved to die,
不至于死，
but not going to die.
明白吗？
You see this?
好了，那我看16章了。
Let's look at chapter 16.
看看人得罪他的时候，
Let's see how he responded when people offended him.
看他怎样回应。
See how he responded to people who offended him.
16章，
Verse 16,
第5至14节，
Verse 5 to 14。 16
章5至14节，
5 to 14。
大卫因为犯了这个罪，带来呢真是圣经所说有四倍的惩罚。
Because David committed the sins of adultery, just as the Bible said, he has to pay back four times.
去到十六章的时候，
when it comes to 16,
他死了几多个儿子？
How many sons did he die?
未死四个字，十六章怎会死四个啊？
So he
Aki, 告诉你啊，你写下去在四倍那里，你写下去。Number one, 十二章十八节。
So verse 12,
同拔士巴生的这个孩子第一个死。Number two, 十三廿九。十六章即是过十三章之后啦，死了两个啫。到十八章十五节，这个是第三个了。第四个，列王记上二章廿五节。所以大卫讲这个人不怜恤人，要罚四倍，果然是四倍。但我讲讲是讲第几章啊？呢家十六章，死了几多个已经噶？死了一半。
So, as you can see, David said that, the person who did that such a bad thing should pay back four times, and that's really David has had four of his sons will die because of that four times. But if you look at the chapter 16, he only had two sons die in up to chapter 16. The first one die was Bathsheba, the son of Bathsheba, which is his from his adulterous wife. And the second son died on chapter 13, verse 29. The third died on chapter 18, verse 15. And the fourth died on the 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 25. So actually, totally, four of his sons died.
那咁学咩嘢咧？
So what we learn from here?
十二章
verse 12,
第五节，唔好自意嘅时候去起誓啊。
So do not be over righteous to make an oath.
唔好乱讲嘢啊！
Be careful of the words.
人自义嘅时候会乱讲嘢。
When people think they have self-righteous,
恨恶过甚嘅时候又会乱讲嘢。
When they're over righteous, they said things over beyond their ability.
所以大卫学一件事情。
That's why they learned one lesson.
在诗篇里面他说我禁止我的舌头。
He asked God to give him ability to hold his tongue.
明白吗？好，我回头。十六章。
Let's go back to 16.
当时大卫已经死了两个儿子，第三个儿子就将要死噶啦，佢十八章就死噶啦。呢个儿子系叫亚沙龙，佢个儿子系追杀佢。
In chapter 16, David, two of his sons were already died, and then the third one is going to die. Is on it was shown in chapter 18, the third son is Absalom.
十六章第五节
，verse 16, verse 5。
大卫到咗巴户林 見到一個人出嚟，係掃羅族嘅基拉嘅兒子，名叫示梅，圈住示梅。
In there, verse 5 is a king approached Bahurim, a man from the same clan as Saul's family, came out from there. His name was Shimei.
呢個示梅一面走一面咒罵。
He came out. When he came out, he was cursing David, King David, while he was walking.
第六節
verse 6.
又拿石頭砍大衛王同埋王嘅臣仆。
And he pelted David and all his king's officials with stones.
哇！呢個人啊，好膽大。
This man is brave.
眾民同埋勇士都喺王嘅左右。
At that time, the special guards were on David's right and left.
第七節
verse 7.
示每咒罵說，咒罵大衛啊。
As he cursed David, Shimei said,
你這個流人血的壞人啊，去吧，去吧。
He said, get out, get out, you man of blood, you scoundrel.
停在這
裡。Let's stop here.
這個人他覺得自己比大衛更加公義，明白嗎？
This man see himself as more righteous than David.
第八節
verse 8,
你流掃羅全家的血，接續他作王，耶和華把這罪歸在你的身上，將這國交給你的兒子亞撒龍，現在你自取其禍，因為你是流人血的人。
And he said that the Lord has repaid you for all the blood you have shed in the household of Saul, in the whole in whose place you have reigned. The Lord has handed the kingdom over to your son Absalom.
嗱，睇住啦，講咁嘅説話，停喺度。
When he said these words,
大衛接續掃羅作王，係邊個嘅意思
？When David reigns over Saul, whose idea is that？
是神的意思。
It is the wills of God.
但係呢個示每自己一知半解，亂噏嘢。
But this Shimei only know half of the story and outer arrogant words.
大衛呢家受到逼迫，唔係因為接續掃羅作王。
When Dave was afflicted, not because he reigned over Saul.
大衛知道他受逼迫，被個仔追殺，是因為乜嘢啊？佢攞咗人嘅妻子，殺咗人嘅丈夫，他自己心裏有數啊！唔係因為奪咗掃羅王呢個人無知啊，示每啊，一知半解啊，牙刷啊，以為自己有亮光啊，幫掃羅講説話，因為佢係便雅敏支派同掃羅嘅支派啊嘛，明白嗎
？So, David was afflicted, he was afflicted not because he reigned over Saul kingdoms, but because he had committed adultery. He killed her husband and others. And David, in his heart, he knew why he was afflicted. And this Shimei only know half of the story and utter bold words and curse against David.
跟住佢讲佢话。神會將呢個國包交俾你嘅兒子，佢講嘅啫，神冇講啊。OK， 佢睇眼前啊，以為佢見到個父親走，父親走係憐憫自己個仔啊，唔想殺自己個仔啫，明白嗎
？So he thought that the Lord had handed the kingdom over to his son Absalom. The reason why David escaped from his son, run away from his son, because he doesn't want to kill his son Absalom, not because the Lord hand over the kingdoms to his son.
弟兄姊妹睇睇住我嚇，
我哋
有冇咁嘅同樣嘅經歷啊？睇到一啲事發生，自己個腦裏邊咧就猛喺度想胡思亂想啊！一定係咁樣啦，明白嗎 ？Stop that. Okay, Etta 明唔明啊 ？Cut it off, cut it off.
So from this scenario, have you learned something that?We do commit this type of error in thinking. We saw little things happen, and we extend our thinking to something that shouldn't be.
So we better stop. 見到佢有病，見到佢有問題發生，梗係，你唔好胡思亂想啊 ，Joanne。Okay.
So when we see someone afflicted or get sick, then we thought, oh, must be this, must be that. So stop speculating.
好啦，大卫一句说话都冇出声咯。嗱，学大卫啦，点样啊？大卫怜恤呢个人，因为大卫自己蒙咗乜嘢啊？蒙咗怜恤。大卫决定要做一个有福嘅人，怜恤人嘅人有福啦，因为佢必蒙怜恤。而家佢讲嘅嘢全部讲错噶，大卫冇还口。
David did not reply to his curse or his accusations because, David had experienced the merciful of God from chapter 12.
所以跟住啦，你再睇啦。
Let's look at that further.
佢啲同僚啊，佢啲将领啊，将军都忍唔住啦。第九节。
Verse 9, his official cannot stand this.
洗魯亞嘅兒子，呢個將軍嚟噶，亞比西對王說：這死狗豈可咒罵我個主我個王呢？求你容我過去割下佢個頭來。
And the officials, the general beside David, Abishai, said that said to the king, David, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and cut off his head.
大卫王有两个个原因系唔愤怒嘅。点解我正话所讲乜嘢啊
？David has two reasons why he didn't get mad.
第一
，the first reason
唔轻易发怒。
He's not easy to get angry.
系表明大卫有见识。
Because the reason why he didn't get angry because he had insight.
宽恕人嘅过失。
He knows.To forgive others.
是自己的榮耀。
It's a glory for you to forgive others.
箴言書。
Proverbs.
十九章。
Chapter 19, verse
十一節。
11.
大衛有見識。
David has insight.
大衛有榮耀。
He has glory.
他沒有輕易發怒。
He did not easy to get angry.
他有榮耀。
He has glory.
饒恕他。
Forgive him.
寬容這個示妹。
Forgive the Shema.
有兩個原因他寬容的。
There's two reasons he forgave.
第一，佢話：可能呢件事，佢侍妹罵我，可能係神叫佢罵我嘅。
Because he said that, this curse from Shema could be come from God.
所以詩篇。
That's why in Psalm
39:9
39:9.
如果係出於神嘅
，if it's from the Lord，
叫侍妹嚟罵我
，is from the Lord that
我就閉口不言。
If it's from the Lord that the Lord used him to curse me, I would not reply.
第十節
Verse 10.
大衛王說
And David said,
洗魯亞的兒子啊，我與你們有什麼關涉呢？侍妹罵我是因為耶和華吩咐他說，叫你去罵大衛吧。如此，既然是這樣，誰敢說你為什麼這樣行呢？為什麼你罵我啊？他知道是神要他來的。
And David said to the Abishai, said, "What do I have in common? You sons of Zeruiah, if he is cursing because the Lord said to him, 'Curse David,' who can ask why do you do this?
如果係出於神嘅
，if it's from the Lord,
佢就唔開口
，and he would not open his mouth.
佢靜默不言
He would keep quiet.
人咒咗你有咩所謂啦
？What's the big deal? People curse you.
神祝福你就得啦。
The key is if God bless you.
十一節
，verse 11。
大衛又對呢個亞比西同埋眾臣僕講
，And David said to the Abishai and all his officials.
佢話：我親生嘅兒子亞沙龍尚且尋索我嘅性命，何況呢個便雅敏人呢？呢個外人呢？由他。咒罵吧，因為這是耶和華吩咐佢嘅。或者十二節，或者耶和華見到我遭害，見到我咁可憐，耶和華喜歡憐憫人，為咗我今日被呢個人咒罵嘅時候，就施恩俾我。哇！呢個人勁唔勁啊？兩夫婦咁樣啊，永遠唔會離婚嘅。你罵罵罵完之後，啊，耶和華叫佢罵我嘅，係啊，咁樣啊。哎呀， 耶和華叫佢罵我，罵完我，哎呀，主啊，你見到我咁可憐，俾呢個老虎乸罵。You know？ 咁即係你見到我滿面都係呢啲咁臭嘅嘢，咁你可憐我就好啦。咁樣啊，永遠唔會嘈交嘅，我話俾你聽。
So,
你話我係至高神嘅仆人，你罵我咁啊，哇！真係你明唔明啊？你覺得自己死狗就得噶啦。
So in here, that David David said to Abishai and his officials, said, "My son, who is of my own flesh, is trying to take my life. How much more than this Benjamite? Leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will see my distress and repay me with good for the cursing I'm receiving today." So from this lesson learned here, you can see that about husband and wife relationship. If we have this kind of attitude, then we will not create any quarrel and lead to divorce. And if you have the attitude, you think that, oh, I am the servant of God, I need respect. I'm the servant of God, and then you need to respect from your spouse, and then because of this attitude, you could lead to a disagreement and argument all the time. You should look at yourself. What's so big deal? If the wife tried to give you a hard time, you're just a dead dog.
嗱，如果我哋將神嘅説話，佢
experience
喺夏令會啊，老婆唔喺度啊，我咪阿家之主係邊個啊？梗係我啦，翻到要主啊，阿 Key 啊，係啊，阿 Key 真係，阿 Key 呢個人就仲未學嘢，都唔知道即係邊個係煮飯嘅。煮飯係咪就咯？佢唔知邊個煮飯啊 ？OK， 真係唔好翻嚟啊！呢啲如果我哋將神嘅説話
，if we put the Lord's words
放喺內心裏邊
，hide that in our hearts。
箴言書十九章十一節
，in Proverbs 19:11，
寬恕人嘅過犯
，it is your glory to forgive others，
係你嘅榮耀
，it is your glory。
你唔輕易發怒，
when you're not easy to get angry，
人哋咒罵你，
when you will curse，
但你唔輕易發怒，
even though you will curse， you're not easy to get angry，
呢個表明你有見識，
means you have knowledge and insight。
示妹冇見識啊，
Shimer did not have insight，
自以為有智慧啊，
he thought he has wisdom。
OK， 再加上人哋罵你嘅時候，
when people curse you，
你覺得係神叫佢嚟罵我嘅。
Do you think that is from God?
咁你點樣啊？
Then what, how
詩篇三十九第九，你就默言不語，你唔好出聲。
Then you follow the teaching in the Bible, Psalm 39.
唔好出聲，即係唔好同惡人講啊。但係咧，同神講，神啊，你見到我咁可憐，你可憐我好唔好啊？明唔明我意思啊？咁你就吞咗落去噶啦。
Then you don't reply.
你學呢啲咁嘅招式啊，永遠唔會離婚噶。
And then in Psalm 39:9, it said, when people curse you, if you think that's from the Lord, then you keep silent.
但你唔好蝦佢啊！嗱，遲啲我講蝦人嗰會點樣收場啊？你腳都軟埋噶，話俾你聽。
If you have this attitude, then you won't have any problem in your marriage. But later on, I will share with you those who try to persecute you, the consequence of that.
十三節。
Verse 13.
於是咧，大衛同跟從佢嘅人往前走，示妹嗱，我再忘記講一樣嘢，未講呢個十三節之前，大衛講咩啊？我個仔都逼迫我啦，咁外邊人逼迫我有乜所謂啫？你話我太太都罵我啦，會有罵我有乜所謂啫？嚇，咁咪得咯。
So the other
point, 啊，
the other point I want to bring out before I take you to verse 13 is that David has an attitude.Or of the right thinking is that if my son of my own flesh tried to take my life, what's so big deal of a guy who is not in my family?
所以咧，於是咧，大衛同埋跟隨佢嘅人咧，就往前行走。 示妹咧喺大卫嘅对面嘅山坡，一面走一面咒骂，又用石头嚟冚大卫，拿起土嚟扬佢。
And in verse 13, so David and his men continued along the road while Shimei was going along the hillside opposite him, cursing as he went and throwing stones at him and showering him with dirt.
14节，王同埋跟随佢嘅众人疲疲乏乏嘅到了一个地方，就在那里歇息歇息。
And the king and all the people with him arrived at their destination exhausted, and there he refreshed himself.
呢件事情係大衛逃命嘅時候發生嘅。
This is the time that when David tried to run for his life.
邊個追佢追曬佢啊
？Who chased after him and tried to
kill him？ 佢嘅兒子亞撒龍
，which is his own flesh, his son Absalom。
十八章亞撒龍就死啦。
In chapter 18, it talks about the death of Absalom。
十九章，兒子死咗之後。
Verse 19, it talks about
David responds.
After his son died, David went back to Jerusalem.
哇！示妹見到佢翻去作王，即係講錯咗嘢咯。佢話邊個作王啊？佢個仔作王取代佢啊嘛。呢家佢個仔死咗，即係自己講錯嘢，唔係神叫佢做噶咯喎。佢自己自作聰明噶咯喎，係咪啊
？So when he went back to Jerusalem, to be king, Shimei saw that, then he realized that, the statement he made earlier saying that his kingdom was taken over from the Lord, that statement was wrong.
嗱，停喺度好嘛？嗱，留心聽下。
Let's stop here.
十六章大衛唔開口。
Verse 16, David shut his keep silent.
冇殺佢。
Did not try to kill him. Did not kill him.
係比較容易。
Is easier.
十九章就證明唔係神叫佢嚟嘛。
And so in verse 19, now he got confirmed that it was not from the Lord that he was sent from the Lord to curse him.
因為示妹話乜嘢？佢個仔會作王取代佢啊嘛，冇應驗啫。佢仔死咗啫，佢自己翻去作王啊嘛。
Because at that time, he remembered Shimei said that your son Absalom would take over your kingdoms. But as a matter of fact, Absalom did not take over his kingdom.
喺呢個時候，大衛唔殺佢。就顯明一樣嘢。
At that time, even with that confirmation, he's not from the Lord. David still did not want to kill him.
大衛仍然記得佢所犯嘅罪喺神面前犯嘅罪，而蒙咗神乜嘢啊？連率饒恕，所以佢點樣啊？用呢個嘅連率饒恕嚟饒恕翻呢個侍妹。
So even though he knew he was wrong, Dave still did not want to take revenge on his curse to him, because David remember how God has shown mercy to him in chapter 12.
第十九章十五节，佢仔死咗之后，王就回来啦。到了约旦河，犹太人咧就嚟你个吉甲嘅地方，要迎接王，请王咧过约旦河。
And in 15 said, then the king returned and went as far as the Jordan.And the men of Judah had come to Gilgal to go out and meet the king and bring him across the Jordan.
十六节
Verse 16.
巴户林的便雅悯人基拉的儿子示妹就急忙同犹太人一同下去迎接这个的大卫王
Shimei, the son of Gera and Benjamin from Bahurim hurried down with the men of Judah to meet.King David.
十七節
Verse 17.
跟從示妹嘅有一千個便雅悯人。
With him were 1,000 Benjamites.
還有掃羅家嘅仆人。
Along with Ziba.
洗巴同埋十五個嘅兒子。
The steward of Saul's household and his 15 sons and 20 servants.
佢哋咧就趟著呢個約旦河迎接王。
They rushed to the Jordan where the king was.
十八節
Verse 18.
有擺渡船過去嘅渡王嘅家眷，任王嚟使用。
They crossed at the fort to take the king's household over and to do whatever he wished.
幫助大衛王由西邊，由東邊渡過西邊，翻翻嚟耶路撒冷作王。
They helped David to cross the Jordan from east to the west to become king.
王要 過呢個約旦河嘅時候，基拉嘅兒子示妹就俯伏喺王嘅面前，對王說：我主我王出耶路撒冷嘅時候，仆人行咗悖逆嘅事，現在求我主不要因此加罪與仆人，不要記念我嘅罪，也不要放喺心上。二十節，仆人明知自己有罪，所以約失全家之中。今日我首先嚟迎接我主我王。
Is that the Shimer, the son of Gera, crossed the Jordan? He fell prostrate before the king and said to him, "May my lord not hold me guilty. Do not remember how your servant did wrong on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. May the king put it out of his mind, for I, your servant, know that I have sinned, but today I have come here as the first of the whole house of Joseph to come down and meet my lord the king."
廿一節，洗魯亞嘅兒子亞比西，知唔知亞比西呢個將軍同大衛攞水嘅？喺撒母耳記我哋同你查經嘅時候記唔記得啊？冇生命危險嘅。之前十六節佢都頂唔順，呢度去到十九節又係忍唔住啦。佢話示妹啊，既然咒罵耶和華嘅受膏者，唔應該治死他嗎？
And verse 21, that Abisha, remember this Abisha, he was the one that he risked his life with others to get water
with
for David to crunch his thirst. And in chapter 12, when he saw the curse of Shema, he cannot hold it any longer. He wanted to kill him. In chapter 19, again, he wanted to kill him. He said, "Shouldn't Shimei to be put to death for this? He cursed the Lord anointed."
我話呢個亞比西同大衛一齊去到掃羅瞓嘅地方，攞咗佢個槍，攞咗佢個瓶水，就係呢個將軍。
This is the general. When Saul was in the cave, he took the saw and a cloak. This is the general.
呢個人好愛大衛，不過咧係憑住肉體嚟愛大衛嘅啫。
He loved David and loyal to David, but he just only used his flesh.
廿二節。
Verse 22.
大衛就說啦。
And David replied,
洗魯亞嘅兒子，我與你有什麼？我與你有何關涉啊？使你今日與我反對呢？今日在以色列中，豈可治死人呢？我豈唔知道我今日要作以色列嘅王嗎？於是咧就王對示妹話：你必定不死。王就向佢起誓。
And then David replied, What do you and I have in common, the son of Zerah. This day you have become my adversaries. Should anyone be put to death in Israel today? Do I not know that today I am the king over Israel? So the king said to Shimei, you shall not die, and the king promised him on oath.
你可唔可喺呢個聖經嘅旁邊？佢話你必定不死。你寫低馬太福音五章第七節。連率人嘅人有福啦，因為必蒙連率。
So please make reference of this words, "You shall not die," to Matthew 5:7.
如果我哋冇呢句嘅説話，第六章馬太福音十二、十四、十五，馬太福音十八、廿七節、三十三節，我哋冇呢啲嘅説話，我哋做唔到嘅。所以我哋唔將神嘅説話藏喺心裏邊啊！我得罪咗神啊！我自己冇命，自己都唔知道啊！
So there's no way we can by our flesh that we can do all these things on forgiving others. That's why we have to remember God's words and have that high in your heart. Otherwise, we have offended the Lord and we don't know what caused us to die.
我哋要唔要背聖經啊？
That's why we need to memorize the
Bible. 我哋得罪咗神，讲啲唔应该讲嘅嘢，做啲唔应该做嘅嘢，我得罪咗都唔知咩原因，跟住嗰啲苦难嚟到，你都唔知点解苦难嚟到啊？明唔明我意思啊
？That's why you need to memorize the Bible verses. Sometimes we do offend the law, and affliction come to you, and when affliction come, you don't even know the reason for this.
嗱，停喺度咯，好嘛
？Let's stop here.
我講咗一個正面，正面就話連率人嘅人有福啦。
I talk about the positive side of be merciful. Blessed are the merciful.
因為佢必蒙憐恤。
For they will be shown mercy.
大衛憐恤示每。
David show forgiveness.
所以耶和華神不斷嘅憐恤大衛。
Because that the Lord continues to show mercy to him.
明白嗎？
You understand this?
大衛都知道，如果佢唔憐恤示每，耶和華都唔會憐恤佢。
Because David knows that if he does not want to show mercy to Shimei, the Lord will not show him mercy either.
他知道他得罪耶和華。
He knows he has sinned against the Lord.
多過示每講幾句說話。
It's more than Shimei tried to curse him.
用石頭釘不至於死啫。
He tried to throw stone at him.
是羞辱啫嘛。
It's just an insult.
揚起塵土整你眼有沙啫嘛，不至到眼盲啫。
He just fuss up the dirt. The dirt will not cause him to die.
但你殺咗人嘅丈夫喎、
哦。But you kill others people's
攞咗人嘅妻子喎、
哦。And took away.
跟住仲大喎、
哦。That sin is even bigger.
所以佢諗起自己嘅罪嘅時候
，when he thought about his sin，
佢唔敢喐手啊。
He did not want to lay hand on him.
明白嗎？呢個係正面嘅教訓。
So this is the positive side of the teaching.
同你睇反面嘅教訓。
Let's look at the negative side.
大衛臨死嘅時候。
When day before David died,
同佢嘅兒子咁樣講
，he command his son，
列王記上
，First King，
第二章
，Verse two，
第八至到第九節
，Verse eight to nine，
第二章
，Chapter two，
八至九節
，Verse eight to nine，
大衛臨死嘅時候，同佢嘅兒子所羅門王咁樣講。
Before David died, he charged to his son Solomon.
以前我睇呢句説話，我唔明白，我以為大衛內心裏邊仲有苦毒。大衛內心裏邊冇苦毒啊！如果有苦毒，佢點樣啊？佢自己殺咗佢嘅。
When I saw this verses in there before, I do not understand. I thought that David still hold grouches on against Shimei, but actually he did not. If he had showed grouches.On Shimei, he would have already laid his hand on him.
嗱，免得你唔明白呢句説話，你幫我個忙好唔好啊？喺呢個第九節嘅旁邊，你寫低佢。你話啊，大衛咁愛主，有聖靈充滿，佢都仲有hold grudges， 都心懷惡念，都去咒詛示每。咁我可以咁樣做？對唔住啊，你唔識睇聖經嘅咋 ？OK， 你寫低聖經《哥林多前書》第十章。第十章第十一節。
So if you just look at these verses, then you will make jump in conclusion saying that even David is filled with the Holy Spirit, he still hold grudges to Shimei. Maybe I can do the same thing too. But if you look at First Corinthians chapter 10,
verse 11, 他們遭遇這些事都是要作為鑑戒，警告我們，並且寫在經上，正是警戒。我哋這末世嘅人，呢句説話，大衛所講嘅説話，係神要佢講嘅，係要點樣話 ？Warn 我哋，警戒我哋，所以寫喺聖經裏邊。
And if you reference back to First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11, why all these things were recorded in the Bible is that these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom.The fulfillment of the ages has come.
第二章第八節，列王記上，在你這裏有巴户林嘅便雅悯人基拉嘅兒子示每。呢個示每呢個人點樣咧？我往馬哈念去逃命嘅時候，那日呢個示每用狠毒嘅言語咒罵我，後來。卻下到約旦河迎接我，我就指著耶和華向示每起誓說：我必不用刀嚟殺你。第九節，現在你不要以佢為無罪，你是聰明人，必知道怎樣待他，使到佢白頭見殺，流血下到陰間。
In verse 8 he said, And remember you have with you Shimei.Son of Gera, but Benjamite from Bahurim, who called down bitter curses on me the day I went to Bahurim, When he came down to meet me at the Jordan, I sworn to him by the law, I will not put him to death by the sword. But now, do not consider him innocent. You are a man of wisdom. You will know what to do to him. Bring his gray head down to the grave in blood.
跟住喺呢个旁边，你去写低第二章36节至46节。
In there, please reference back to chapter 2, verse 36 to 46.
睇下所罗门点样对付佢，好吗
？And see how Solomon handled him.
36节
，verse 36.
所罗门王就差遣人将示妹召来，就对示妹说。你要在耶路撒冷建造房屋居住，不可以出来往别处去。你当确实的知道，你何日出了及伦溪，何日就必定死。你离开耶路撒冷，你就必定死噶啦。你的罪必归到你自己的头上。
In verse 36, he said, the king sent for Shimei and said to him, build your house.Build yourself a house in Jerusalem and live there, but do not go anywhere else. The day you leave and cross the Kidron Valley, you can be sure you will die. Your blood will be on your own head.
Solomon 王叫佢嚟嘅时候，示妹都知道唔系正嘢咯，啱啱啊？心里有数啦嘛，系咪啊？但所罗门有冇杀佢啊？冇，佢话你搬屋啦，要搬住喺耶路撒冷。你離開耶路撒冷，你就冇命；你留喺耶路撒冷就有命。耶路撒冷成為佢乜嘢啊？逃城 ，City of Refuge。
So when he knew that the moment that the king sent for him, sent for Shimei, he knew that from his heart that it's not going to be good things happening. And in the conversation, he knew that Solomon asked him to build yourself a house in Jerusalem.And this Jerusalem is a place for him to live. That become the city of refuge for him.
写低佢，写低耶路撒冷成为示妹嘅逃城 ，city of refuge。耶路撒冷成为示妹嘅避难所。本来佢有难噶，系咪啊？系咪啊？你话同大卫一齐住，同所罗门一齐住嘅时候咧，就冇难啦。换句说话，我哋犯咗罪嘅，我哋系咪有祸啊？你寫低喺嗰個聖經嘅旁邊，寫低羅馬書八章第一節。若有人在基督耶穌裏，就不會被定罪。你住喺佢裏邊，住喺耶穌基督裏，你效法佢個榜樣就冇罪。佢做咩嘢，你跟住佢做咩嘢就冇罪。問示妹好唔好啊？示妹話：你説得對，你講乜嘢我就做。Okay, good.
So in here, Jerusalem, write down the
羅馬書。
Words of Jerusalem is the city of refuge for Shimei. You will reference back to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. And in here it said, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So you can draw the same thing in parallel, that if we are in Christ, we will not be condemned.
Hey, 本来是没要死的，但搬去耶路撒冷，住在耶路撒冷就不用死了。我们犯了罪，本来要死的。我受洗归入耶稣基督，我信耶稣基督，住喺耶稣基督里边，我就点样啊？唔使死。但有一日我发现，我唔中意住喺耶稣基督里边，我离开耶稣基督，咁点样啊？佢叫我做嘅嘢我唔做，佢叫我东我就做西，咁我点样啊？我就死噶啦。OK， 你记住呢句说话，好紧要噶。
So you can see draw some parallel thinking in here is the Shimei. Jerusalem is a city of refuge, just like we.Under Christ, we baptize with Christ, that we will not be condemned. And if we are, as long as we are under Christ, and we are okay. But the moment we leave Christ and be disobedient, that disobedience will lead to death.
Oh, 示妹听到所罗门王咁讲，冇杀佢喎。佢话啊，这话甚好。我主我王怎样说，仆人就怎样行。啱啱啊，本来死噶嘛，即系所罗门有冇怜悯佢？所罗门用神的智慧来怜悯他， 好似咧，所羅門咧同我哋講緊道係點樣啊？嗱，你而家犯咗罪，好似保羅話，犯咗罪唔使驚啊，你認罪啊，悔改回轉啊，投入耶穌基督裏邊啊，以耶穌基督成為我嘅避難所啊，成為我嘅力量啊，成為你患難當中隨時嘅幫助啊。但係唔好離開耶穌基督啊！佢叫你做咩嘢，你就做咩嘢啦，咁你就得噶啦。我哋一生嚟咁背十字架，咁就得噶啦，明白嗎？所羅門講嘅嘢，其實就係保羅所講嘅嘢。
So in here, Solomon used God's wisdom to instruct how Shimei should respond to use Jerusalem as his city of refuge. Shimei answered the king, said, "What you said is good. Your servant will do as my lord the king has said." And he stayed in Jerusalem. Same thing as that we need to listen to the Lord and always obeying him. And then if we confess our sins,and ask him for forgiveness, and the Lord will forgive us, and we will continue to obey him and carry our cross.
但是不要离开耶稣基督啊。
Do not leave, forsake Christ.
好像示妹不要离开耶路撒冷啊。
Just like Shimei, we should not leave Jerusalem.
明白吗？于是示妹就多日住在耶路撒冷。
And then Shimei stayed in Jerusalem for a long time.
但是人就这样啊，住了几日，住了三年之后，我想所羅門王都不會殺我啫，我走離開試下點樣，佢就冇命啦。
And very often that people are forgetful. After 3 years, and he figured that Solomon would not kill him, and then he will try to leave Jerusalem.
過了三年，示妹嘅兩個仆人逃到加特王馬加嘅兒子阿吉拿，你呢個叫咩？阿吉拿。用我查經，你就知道邊個阿吉啦，非利士嘅王啊，逃到阿吉那裏。有人告訴示妹說：你嘅仆人喺加特啊，即係離開咗耶路撒冷啦。
And there, but after three years later, two of Shimei's slaves went off to Achish, son of Maachah, the king of Gath, and Shimei was told, "Your slaves are in Gath, which is away from Jerusalem."
你的仆人在加特即是什么意思？仆人是主人用钱来买的，回来的那条命，仆人的命是应该在主人的手中，任主人来吩咐怎样做，对吗？逃命的意思是什么？抢钱咯，我拿了钱来买了你条命，那你应该跟着主人，现在你 逃走了，那不用跟着主人，即是 you become a free man， 对吗？
So,
明白吗？
So what is meant by your servant are in Gulf? The servant is trying to run for his life because he wants to break the bondage of the master and servant's relationship. He ran away because he wants to rip off the master.
停喺度好唔好啊？
Let's stop here.
神容許示妹有兩個仆人，使到示妹受到虧損。示妹有冇饒恕佢兩個仆人？佢捉佢呢樣嘢，佢冇命啦呢樣嘢。寫低佢，示妹不饒恕佢兩個仆人，所以佢嘅罪，所羅門王有冇饒恕佢？冇啦。我再講，示妹兩個仆人係咪得罪咗示妹？係咪？佢逃命，係咪使到佢受虧損？係咪得罪佢？但係佢聽到所羅門王説話，應該要點樣啊？饒恕啊嘛，留喺耶路撒冷就饒恕佢啦，唔好追啦，算啊嘛。但佢唔肯啊！佢追曬佢啊，捉佢翻嚟啊！佢捉佢翻嚟嘅時候點樣啊？佢就冇命啦！學唔學到一個功課？唔饒恕人嘅有禍了，因為佢必不蒙乜嘢啊？饒恕唔憐恤佢兩個仆人嘅人有禍了，佢必咩啊？不蒙憐恤。明唔明我講什麼東西啊？佢冇命啊！
So in this scenario here, God used his Shimei's two servants to show him a scenario that Shimei do not want to, as his slave, two of his slaves went to Gulf, and he did not want to forgive them because they offended him, because they tried to rip off Shimei by trying to break the bondage of a servanthood.And because he did not forgive two of his servants, he went after him. Because he went after him, Because of this reason, he left Jerusalem, and that's why he gave Solomon a chance to punish him. Because of this, he lost his life.
Moses, 你聽唔聽我講咩嘢？
Moses, do you understand?
如果你嘅 employee ripped you off, 佢 ask for forgiveness, I forgive you. 你記住我講呢句説話， I forgive you. 佢 ripped you off, I forgive you. 點解？你記住乜嘢啊？ 你欠主欠幾多啊？ A lot more, right?
So
好緊要啊！我話俾你聽。 好緊要啊！你件事情記落嚟好緊要啊！
So this is
我哋唔明白聖經啊 ，OK？
So let's say Moses a scenario that if the employee try to rip you off, would you forgive him? We should forgive him because we owe the law more than employee.
其實我哋常常 rip the Lord off, right？ 啱唔啱啊？ 承認呢個罪嘅，唔該你舉手。 咁少？ We are all robber, right?
We are all robber.
我哋係毒蛇種類嚟嘅朋友，但係蒙咗恩嘅，住耶路撒冷啦，住咗耶穌裏邊啦，就唔定罪啦。哇！真係福音嚟喎，正嘢喎。OK，但係過咗一陣，信咗主好耐，咁啊得個福氣之後，哇！呢個人得罪你少，稱高佢，揸住佢嘅頸。
So we often whip off God as well, and because we are the sons of the vipers, and we try to always remember other people, how other people offended you. When people owe you something, you will often try to take your revenge on yourself and try to choke him to pay you back.
現在這個世界，老闆就虧待員工，員工又虧待老闆，大家鬥虧待，對嗎？你騙我，我騙你，大騙大騙細，細騙細，然後你又騙我，騙這個世界就是這樣。但是你說我們基督徒的時候，吞了他，不輕易發怒，這是代表你有見識， you have insight。 寬恕人嘅過犯，呢個係你嘅榮耀。神呼召我哋，神所召來嘅，我就稱佢為義。神所稱為義嘅，叫佢得榮耀。其實神要你寬恕人啊，等你得榮耀啊。我話我唔愛呢個榮耀，頂唔順，好興。你係死狗，我唔係死狗，一齊講，我自己係死狗，你係蒙恩嘅，明白嗎？ 咁樣你就冇事㗎啦。So in
this world, we often have the attitude that your boss try to take advantage of you as an employee, and then employee would do the same thing, try to take advantage of the boss, and vice versa. And we as a Christian, and when we have this kind of situation, we should swallow it and have the insight to forget it, because as the prophet said, it is your glory to forgive others. In the Bible, he said that. Christ calls us to be justified, and after we justify, we will get glory. And so we should not easily get mad and then say, you know, he offended me and he is a dead dog. In turn, we should say we ourselves is a dead dog.
善妹之所以死，是因为无知，无知，唔记得所罗门同佢讲嘅说话。 我哋之所以死，係因為咩啊？我哋無知，冇將神嘅説話點樣啊放喺心裏邊。我覺得冇所謂啫，三年啦都冇事發生，right？我哋咁諗啊，我信主信咗咁耐都係咁樣都冇事啦，咁一定冇事咧？未必啊，係憐憫嘅啫。一發怒嘅時啊，命都冇埋啊，唔好 take risk 啊！哇，我睇咗之後，我腳軟啊，明白嗎？ 以前我太太罵我，我話我係至高上嘅仆人，你教我唔敢講，我話阿主要你罵我嘅，主啊，你見佢罵我，會友都唔敢罵我，佢罵我，我話你係差派佢罵我，我閉口不言，咁樣就吞咗落去啊，咁就背十字架咯。阿主啊，你見到我咁慘，你可憐我得啦，明白嗎？ 咁啊，家裏邊有平安啊！你話自己係乜嘢話？死狗木蝨嘅啫，唔係王啊！我耶穌先係王啊！明白嗎？阿太明唔明我講乜嘢啊？你係乜嘢啊？唔講，你係乜嘢？做人啦、啊、，OK。
So Shimi, what leads Shimi to death because of his ignorance? Same as us, we're ignorant because we don't understand God's words. And he thought that after 3 years, and everything should be okay. Sometimes we as a Christians too, when we enjoy our peace and security, we thought everything is okay. But because we still can enjoy it, even though we have sinned against the law, because God has shown us mercy and compassion. So if I were you, I won't take a risk. I would always not to make God's wrath to pour upon us. And my attitude before was that when my wife and I had an argument, I said, I'm God's servant. How can you scorn at me? Even the church member, do not do this. And after I studied this scripture, I realized that my attitude should change. I'm just a dead dog. I need to carry my cross.
我話 church member 唔會咁樣，我話講呢個 church， 我講呢個 church。咁但其他 church 就話太太都罵我咯，咁佢哋罵冇問題咯，咁樣睇法啦。學嘢啊，學聖經啊，單單聽唔學冇用噶，明白嗎
？So we should not just we need to learn from the Bible teaching.We should not just listen and not to put it into practice.
40節
Verse
40. 哦，你睇四十節嘅旁邊，你寫低箴言書十九章十一節。佢冇見識，佢冇榮耀。哦，聽見個仆人虧待佢嘅時候，喺加特嘅時候，侍妹立刻起嚟，備上驢往加特去，到呢個亞吉那裏去找佢哋嘅仆人，就從呢個加特帶佢哋兩個仆人回來。
And at this, he saddled his donkey and went to Archis and Gulf in search of his slave.
So
Shimi went away and brought the slaves back from Gulf.
有人告訴所羅門王說，侍妹出了耶路撒冷往加特去回來。嗱，有啲人都忍唔住佢啊，明白嗎？即好似記唔記得馬太福音十八章啊？見到呢個欠一千萬嘅人咁樣對呢個欠兩二十兩銀子嘅人，忍唔住佢將呢件事話俾主聽。同樣呢個忍唔住話俾所羅門王聽啊，明白嗎？所羅門王係大衛嘅兒子，係預表邊個啊？耶穌基督啊，話俾主聽啊。所以如果我哋見到你咁樣，佢話俾主聽，主會管教你啊。OK。
So when Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and had returned, Why Solomon was told because the people around Shimei cannot put up with him of this kind of behavior. That's why he told Solomon about this.
So 42節王就差遣人將侍妹召了來，就對他說：我豈唔係叫你指著耶和華起誓，並且警戒你說，你當確地嘅知道，你那日出來往別處去，離開耶路撒冷，那日就必定死嗎？你也對我說，這話甚好，我必聽從。
In verse 42, he said, The king summoned Shimei and said to him, Did I not make you swear by the law and warn you on the day you leave to go anywhere else, you can be sure you will die? At that time, you said to me, What you say is good, I will obey.
43節現在你為何不遵守你指住耶和華起嘅誓，同埋我所吩咐你嘅命令咧。
And verse 43 said, Why then did you not keep your oath to the Lord and obey the commands I gave you?
44節，王又對侍妹說：你向我父親大衛所行嘅一切惡事，你自己心裏也知道，所以耶和華必使你嘅罪歸到你自己嘅頭上。
And in verse 44, the king also said to Shimei, You know in your hearts all the wrong you did to my father David. Now the Lord will repay you for your wrongdoing.
嗱，聽聽你嗱，睇住聖經四十四節，我將佢改咗去。萬王之王，萬主之主，對我哋呢班基督徒説：你哋向天父所行嘅一切惡事，你哋自己心裏知道。明白吗？但是如果我不想神按着我的罪来待我，我就要生命怎样啊？要改变，要去行善，要怎样话？饶恕人，不要轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失，怜悯人。
So let me verse 44 to make it more personal.If I say, the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lord said to all Christians that you know in your heart that all the wrong you did to our heavenly fathers, now the Lord will repay you for your wrongdoing. So we need to learn to forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us.
如果我饒恕得罪我的人,
if I forgive those who offended us,
神会饒恕我,
the Lord will forgive us as well.
Moses, 听住啊,
Moses, listen.
如果你 rip off TD Bank, TD Bank 饶恕你，你就饶恕你的 employee， 带个信耶稣，饶恕呢个就系嘅 gospel， 就系 good news， 明白吗
？So let's say if you try to rip off TD Bank and you get caught and TD Bank forgive you, and you should also forgive your employee who tried to rip you off。
其實我哋冇 rip off TD Bank， TD Bank 都唔會饒恕你。我係 rip off 乜嘢啊 ？Our Lord Jesus Christ， right？ 我點會 rip off TD Bank？TD Bank 唔饒恕你，佢捉你坐監嘛 ，right？
I just draw this parallel in here is to make a point. You know, we cannot rip off the bank because the bank, when you rip off the bank will not forgive you. They will put you to jail.
好啦，我結束。
We rip off the Lord.
我哋結束。
Let's close.
喺大衛嗰度學到一個功課。
What have we learned from David's life?
将神的说话放在心里面。
Hide the God's words in your heart.
觉得自己得罪神好多。
And realize that we have offended him a lot.
所以饶恕示妹。但示妹没有将神的说话放在心里面。
But Shimei has not put God's word into his heart.
两个仆人得罪他很少的东西。
When two of his servants only offended him little,
但佢捉佢翻翻嚟。
He went go after them。
帶嚟嘅收場係咩啊
？And the consequence of his behaviour？
自己冇命。
He lost his life。
而大衛咧
？And David？
同佢一家咧
？And his family？
係蒙福。
Are blessed。
所以結束嘅時候
，In closing，
四十五至四十六節，唯有所羅門王必得福，並且大衛嘅國位必在耶和華面前堅立直到永遠。於是王就吩咐耶和耶大嘅兒子。比拿亞咧就去殺咗示妹，這樣便堅定咗所羅門王嘅國位，因為大衛點樣啊？遵守神嘅説話，所羅門又遵守神嘅説話，明白嗎？示妹冇遵守神嘅説話，冇遵守神咩説話？冇去憐恤得罪佢嘅兩個仆人。
So in here, closing in verse 45 to 46, it says, The king Solomon will be blessed, and David's throne will remain secure before the Lord forever. Then the king gave the order to Benihah, son of Jehoiada. He went out to strike Shimei down and kill him. The kingdom was now firmly established in Solomon's hand. Why the kingdom was established? Because he obeyed God's words. And Shimei did not obey God's word. He did not show mercy to people.
啊！呢家我睇完之後，睇咗新約，又睇舊約，我就完完全全明白乜嘢叫做憐恤人嘅有福啦。有福係必不至於乜嘢啊？必不至於被定罪，必不至於死，好似示妹一樣，明白嗎？明唔明我講什麼東西啊？寫低馬太福音五章七節。寫低兩個人，一個大衛，一個示妹，咁你就永遠記得我講什麼東西啦。
So, you know, after that, how I link my understanding on the Bible between the New Testament and the Old Testament. Now I understand why it said Blessed are those who show mercy, for they will be shown mercy. We are under the mercy, under blessing. What does blessing mean? Means we will not be judged. When we will judge, we will die from our judgment and our sins. So remember in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, write down two people in that verses, is the life of David and the life of Shimei. Then you will understand what I tried to say.
Shimei
knew from his heart that if he stay in Jerusalem, he will live.
是所羅門王施恩咗俾佢。
Because Solomon has shown him the mercy.
當佢唔饒恕兩個仆人。
The moment he did not want to forgive his two slaves,
所羅門王就唔饒恕佢。
Solomon would also not to forgive his offended.
明明我講什麼東西啊？
You understand this?
我哋今日係領聖餐嘅時間。
Today we have a communion.
我知道我係得罪咗好多人。
We know we have offended many people.
人有好多人，有多人得罪咗你自己。
And also many people have offended you.
喺呢個時候，
this is the moment.
我哋好好嚟到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
求神。
Ask the Lord.
將佢嘅説話記喺我哋心裏邊，好似大衛一樣，叫神唔好讓我哋好似示妹一樣忘記咗王嘅説話。
Ask the Lord to hide His word in your heart, such that we will not be like Shimei, to forget about God's words.
求神叫我哋饒恕人。
Ask God to help us to forgive others.
憐憫人。
To show mercy to others.
如同天父憐憫我哋。
As the Heavenly Father has forgiven us.
親愛嘅天父。
A dear Heavenly Father.
我哋嚟到你面前。
As we come before you.
我哋聽到你自己嘅説話。
We heard your words.
我哋有愛你嘅説話。
And we will do according to your words.
又對你嘅説話恐懼戰驚。
And we are trembled before you of the words.
爱你的说话，因为你讲咗你就做。
The love, when we love, when we say we love you, we will do what you command us.
我哋爱你的说话，因为你讲咗你就按住你所讲嘅嚟做。
We love your words because when you command, it happens.
我哋敬畏你自己嘅说话。
We fear your words.
同样嘅原因。
For the same reason.
你講咗,
when you speak,
你就做,
it would start its work.
主啊, 你施恩俾我哋,
Lord, show us mercy.
讓我哋緊緊嘅跟從耶穌基督,
help us to walk closely with the Lord.
佢喺十字架上,
when he was on the cross,
按住你嘅旨意,
he did according to your word, to your will.
为世上的罪人来祈求。
And he died, he prayed for the sinners of this world.
父啊，赦免他们，他们所作他们不晓得。
He asked, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing.
如果示妹知道离开了耶路撒冷是这么严重，他不可能会离开。
If Shimei knew, if he knew that, he understand that when he left, he understand the consequence of leaving Jerusalem, then he would not leave Jerusalem.
主啊，我们也是一样。
And we are the same.
我哋唔知道違背你嘅説話係咁嚴重。
And we do not know that when we disobey your words.
所以我哋需要你嘅話語嘅充滿。
When we disobey your word, we will lead to consequence. We need your words to fill us.
我哋需要你自己聖靈嘅充滿。
We need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
幫助我哋。
To help us.
行喺主你自己嘅真道當中。
To walk in the truth.
你對我哋嘅要求。
What you command of us.
就係憐憫人。
Is to show mercy.
因為你憐憫咗我哋。
Because you have shown mercy to us.
去愛人。
To love others.
因為你先愛我哋。
Because you first love us.
去饒恕人。
To forgive others.
因為你先饒恕我哋。
As you have forgiven us first.
如果我哋唔饒恕嘅時候。
If we don't forgive others.
你會將你饒恕我哋嘅收回來，嚟定我哋嘅罪。
You will take away the debt that you have forgiven us, and judge us.
求你施恩。
Pray that you will show us mercy.
求你憐憫。
Show us compassion.
赦免我们所有隐而未认的罪。
Forgive all our hidden sins.
如同我们赦免了人的罪。
As if we have forgiven others.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 另外一首歌，我们领圣餐。
I want to sing a hymn before we take the communion.